Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a huge schus for Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Bar Halaya, and for Rabbi Moshe Naftali ben Chaya, and for Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana, and for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and for Rabbi Yisrael Tzadok ben Shalamis, for Rabbi Yehuda Yaakov ben Dina Chasho, and for Rabbi Avram Yitzchok ben Esther. They should all have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem, and only good things all the time. Emir Tzah Hashem. What is our topic today? Our topic today is Jewish education. What is education? How are we trying to educate our children? So Rav Kook, in the year, if I'm not mistaken, it was Tafrei Samach Dalid, in the year 1904, spoke at the Chanukas Beis HaTalmud Torah in Rehovos, which was founded by the Shomrei Torah, which is some organization in Yerushalayim. And here he maps out what Jewish education is supposed to be like. This was published in the in a newspaper called HaChavatzelet in the year Tafrei Samach Hei in 1905. In Gilyon Chav Zayin Chav Ches, and I really wanted people to learn this, but I fear that due to the fact that people are very busy and that Rav Kook's language is very difficult sometimes to comprehend, that people wouldn't. So in the schus of the people whom I mentioned at the outset, we are going to learn this together. If you have a text, then that's great. If you have the Ma'amarei HaRaya, I also printed it out on my blog, schmeitzebeitzlusa.blogspot.com. I put it up there as well so that people could read it. This week, Parshas told us, I think I put it up on Wednesday, the 30th of October, if you'll excuse me for using the Goyish dates, but to many people, that's the way they no dates, it's by the Goyish dates. And Shabbos told us tough Shin Ayin Dalit. And let us begin without any further ado, as they say. Opens Rav Kook with the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Al tigu mishichai elu tinokas Shabbos Rabim. Don't touch my anointed ones. Those are the children. The children are the mishichim. The children are the anointed ones. If you see that Ayaros, that cities are uprooted in Eretz Yisrael, it's because they weren't paying their teachers properly. That's a psichta de'echa rabosi. Yisod ha'olma b'yachas ha'atit shela talui b'chinuch, b'yisod ha'chinuch. The foundation of our nation in relationship to its future depends on the foundation of education. Kvar noda mikol chachmei lev ki atikun b'chinuch hu tikun ak bakol. V'ze omnam noda lanu mipi anisayon l'chol tzedav harbe yoter mima shefshar ledat mipi hashmua v'alimud. It's already known from those wise of the heart, because the rectification of our people with chinuch will fix everything. If we can fix our chinuch, we can fix everything. And this is known to us through nisayon, through our experience in all sides, a lot more than we can know just by reading about it or hearing about it. So if we're fixing our chinuch, we're fixing everything. Hachinuch צריך שיהיה לעולם מתאים עם טבע האומה ואמיתת תכונתה. Education always has to be fit the nature of our people and the truth of its attributes and qualities. ובישראל שהננו נבדלים הרבה מכל העמים מבית ומחוץ במעלות שונות ותכונות נפרדות ועם זה גם כן בחולשות שונות וליקויים מיוחדים שצריכים הגנות מיוחדות, רק אתכם ידעתי מכל משפחות האדמה, על כן אפקוד עליכם את כל אבונותיכם. אנחנו צריכים לצורך שכלול החינוך תמיד לעמוד על אופייה של אומתנו. The Jewish people, on one hand, have very special qualities that make us better, different than all the other nations. On the other hand, we also have negative qualities that make us different than all the other nations. It's not all a bed of roses. אנחנו לא רק מלקקים דבש. We also have special ליקויים, as the Rav talks about in his Igros HaRiya, Chelek Aleph, Igeres Tzadi, Gimel Ayin Shom, as the footnote points out over here. That we also have our own likuyim, we also have our own personality deficiencies. And therefore the Pasuk says, in Amos, Per Gimel Pasuk Bet, that I only knew you from all the nations of the earth, and therefore you will be especially punished, I'll remember all of your sins. So we have a very unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, we're the best, we're the chosen. On the other hand, when we don't behave ourselves, oy vavoy. And yes, Jews have certain qualities that aren't always the best. So we have to be very careful in knowing the nature of our nation. If we know the nature, if we know the teva of Am Yisrael, then we can be mechanech. Then we can educate. זה הדבר נוהג בישראל תמיד, בכל עת ובכל זמן ובכל מקום. אמנם יותר ויותר הדבר נוגע אלינו יושבי ארצנו הקדושה, וביותר יושבי המושבות, בוני היישוב החדש בדורנו, שנינו צריכים להיות מלאי עוז השם ותקוות דור דורים. פה צריכה צורתנו האמיתית להיות מפותחת בחינוך הילדים יפה יפה, וכשם שכל מעלה וכל תיקון הגון שבו, הוא שורש נאמן לתיקונים הבאים ושכלולים עתידים עלינו לטובה בעזרת צור ישראל ברוך הוא. כן, כל קלקול והריסה, כל עיוות וטעות שבדבר הגדול הזה הוא רגב כללי המארס את כל אשר אנחנו שואפים לבנות ומחבל את כל מעשי ידינו. It's always like this with the Jewish people. We always need to focus on education. But particularly now, as we're building Eretz Yisrael once again, we have to pay careful attention to properly be mechanech our kids. If we're properly mechanech our kids, it'll be great for the future. And if we're not properly mechanech our kids, then oy v'avoy, avoy v'oy. That can bring terrible things, chas v'cholila, in the future. על כן באהבת עמנו וארצנו אנו חייבים להתחזק ביותר לייסד החינוך שביישוב החדש החביב על יסוד הישראלי הטבעי, על יסוד כזה שנהיה בטוחים שהילד היהודי יהיה על ידו כשיגדל איש יהודי שלם, טוב לעצמו, גם טוב לעמו ונאמן לארצו באמונתו אמת. הכלל טוב עם אלוהים ועם אנשים. We have to be careful to educate our children that they're good people, they're good to themselves, they're good to their nations, they're good with God, they're good with other people. But how do we do this? How do we create good children? The sure answer is כשיהיו תנאי השתילה על פי הטבעיות המיוחדת שלנו. We have to plant these seeds, these saplings, based on the special nature of the Jewish people. שתהיה חופשית מכל חיקוי שפל, יליד עבדות פנימית. It should be free of any artificial, fake impersonations that have come as a result of our own internal avdus. We have to be real to ourselves. And therefore, if we understand who we are, then we can understand how to educate our children. Lo alashon hu akol, af al pi she'einenu matim klal erko hagadol, aval ha'ikar hu hatzura v'yesod hachaim atzmi. It's not enough the language. I'm understanding from the way Rav Kook is speaking that this isn't the frumest Talmud Torah. So he has to tell them that you might think that the Lashon HaEvrit, the holy tongue, is enough. It's not enough. It's important. There's value to speaking Hebrew, but the Iker is the Tzura. The Iker is the spiritual essence of what we are trying to convey to our children. Al yaradut tipol tamid ha-sheila eich anu mekirim ota v'yuchusa lechinuch imi rak mo hechsher la'ishut o sheish la'erich kabir b'fnei atzma. Rav Kook makes a chakira. What's chinuch? Is chinuch just for the future? Or does it have inherent value? Of course, if all life is about is working, making a living, earning money, then there is no value intrinsically to childhood, because he is just raw material and we have to make him into a business proposition. We have to make him worthy of having earning power. It's all about the money. And that is indeed the Western attitude towards education. We are going to teach our children mathematics, English, history, science, in order that when he gets older he can go to high school, to college, get a degree, and then go out there and make money and contribute to the world. But that is not the way we see our education. Lokenu lefi ha'akara, I'm not reading every word, some of it I'm saying outside, even though I'm sitting inside, but outside of the book. Lo keinu lefi ha'akara idealit, hamarechet et ha'chayim lefi ha'toar shebehem. But if you're living in an ideal world, which we were trying to live philosophically, that appreciates life in the purest sense, lefi ha'tov v'ha'chesed v'ha'tom ha'nisman nimsech b'kirbam, al pizeh ha'mishpat yaleh lanu erich ha'yaldut, לא רק בתור הכשר לאישות וגדלות, כי אם חטיבה יקרה בחיים מצד עצמה, ולפעמים תעלה אצלנו בתור המעולה, שבתקופת החיים, שכל החיים ראויים להיות כמכשירים לעמדתה. We have to look at world, the world in the sense of tov, chesed, purity. If that's the case, then childhood is not just preparing us for the future, but it's an important period of life intrinsically. Not only that, but it's so wonderful, so pure, so holy, it would even be fitting if other parts of life were preparing for childhood. And then we can say pshat in the Gemara, ein ha'olam. Rav Kook always does this, by the way. He waxes philosophical and then he says, but and that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. And you're like, oh yeah, I didn't see that. Ein ha'olam mitkayem ela b'shvil hevel piyam shel tinokot shel beit rabban. The world exists because of the pure air of the Torah that comes out of the mouths of babes, referring not to the roots but to Jewish children. Hevel she'ein bo chet, it's so pure, there's no sin. Children don't have sin, their Torah is pure. So, is education just a means towards an end? No! It's an end in and of itself. Of course, it's also preparing for the future. But it has its own inherent value now. Hatinok kishiyuchunach karaui biyichud hatinok ha'ivri. A child, when he gets a proper education, even a goyish child, but certainly a Jewish child, כמה קדושה ותום, כמה תארה ומידות נעלות נמצא בנפש הנקייה והאהובה הילדותית שבקרבו, כל זמן שתומעת שוק החיים לא השביטה את החן וההון של פרח שושן זה. כמה קדוש ותאור, how pure are children. Before he went out to this, to life, and he became corrupted. But when he's young, how beautiful and pure he is. And as holy and pure and wonderful as childhood is, but it's also weak. And can't stand from this flow of life that gets stronger and stronger. The older he gets, the stronger the chomer gets. And society and pressures. And therefore, what we have to do is, we have to try to keep our children as pure as possible. I think Rav Kook would say that, keep your kids off the internet. Sure, he would say. Keep them pure as long as possible. If afterwards he owns a hedge fund, he's running a hedge fund and he needs to go on the computer, okay? But keep them pure as long as you can. And then when he gets older, so he'll get stronger, but it won't lose out, we hope, on all of the milas he gained when he was a child. Mipi olim v'yonkim yasadit ha'oz leman sorerecha lehashbit oyev umitnakem. From the mouths of children you establish strength in, for your enemies to remove, defeat those who hate you, those enemies, and those who take revenge. In other words, when a person's a child, we try to strengthen them as much as possible so that later on in life, that's the oyev umisnakein, that later on in life, everything that he comes into contact with will not corrupt him. That'll be a great strength for him. And that's bat kuf kibat chaf and bat chaf kibat zayin. That's sarei menu, always going back to days of youth. Shaul HaMelech was ben shana, Chazal say ben shana shalochata. We try to get back to the purity of youth, to connect to that. And in that way, we grow up. Even when we're older, we're strong by connecting to the purity of youth. We're skipping a little bit. Yaldutam ha'lumit, we're on page 231. Munachat lem ke'evin ma'amasa hina he'evim satatim ota kima kima v'chol ha'mosif lemchok zech ra'avar reze meshubach. So when you talk about the non-Toradic education, so as they get older, they try to break that. Hey, that's the past. You're not a baby anymore. Be a man. Lo ke'elu chela cholak Yaakov, but that's not the Jewish way. How wonderful, how beautiful is our childhood. How holy it is. Childhood is holy. And how prepared we are to be included in it forever. Zacharti lach chesed neurayich, ahavat kelulotayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar. Go call out in the ears of Jerusalem. So said Hashem, I remember the chesed of your youth. That's what Hashem remembers when you went after me, the love of our original marriage. He loves our youth that we're being young, that's so holy, so pure. That's Yirmiyahu Beis Beis. How about Hoshea Yud Aleph Aleph? Haven yakir li Ephraim im yelad shashuim ki midei dabri bo zachor ezkirenu od al kein hamu me'ay lo rachei marachamenu ne'um Hashem. Put your own words to the put your own tune to the words. My dear son Ephraim. Ephraim, the Jewish people are called Ephraim, two Ephers, the Epher of Avram Avinu, who went into the Oven, who said Vanochi Ofer Ve'efer, and the Efer of Yitzchak, Efer Tzabra Gabe Mizbeach, as if he was shechted and burned. His ashes are in the Mizbeach. Those are the two Efers. He's this beloved child. As long as I remember him, I talk about him, I remember him more and more, and therefore my insides yearn for him. I will have mercy on him, said Hashem. So that's what we're trying to get here. We're trying to get to a point where even when we get older, we can still take pride in our youth, and they don't have that in the outside world. In the outside world, that's, you were a baby then. Now you're in the real world. But that's not our attitude. We try to connect back to the future. We always try to keep all the lessons that we learned. Even though somebody did write a book, Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. So sometimes there is a chacham of umas ha'olam, who understands the value of childhood, and it's not just a means to an end, but it's an end in and of itself. Al Tigu, we're skipping again. B'mashichai elu tinokos shel beis rabban. Don't touch my anointed ones. These are the children. Hamashichut einena pula uveret. Why is he called Mashiach? Why are kids called Mashiach? Because Mashiach isn't just a passing fancy. Shedaya shaita, that only has its time. He misumenet bizmanah upoelet b'chol ha'tkufa arukah. Shel Pu'ulat HaMashiach, it is significant in its time, and it's also Poel the entire Tkufa. Mashiach is a long time. And in this context, Rav Kook and his Gaonus quotes a Gemara in Krisus. Tani Rav Chananya Pitav Zayin Omer Aleph. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol who took the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oils that's on his head, that they anointed him with when he became a Kohen Gadol, and he puts it on his stomach, he rubs it on his stomach, minayin shu chayav, how do we know that he's chayav? So it says, al-basar adam lo yisach, you now are anointed on man's flesh. Frak the Gemara, Rav Achabrei, the Rav, the Rav Ashi, Maishna me'adisanya, Kohen shesach b'shemen shel truma. What's the, how's this different than a Kohen who anointed himself with Shemen of Truma? And he can take Ben Bito, the son of his daughter, in other words, his grandson was the Yisrael, because his daughter married Yisrael, and this Agelbo, and he can rub against him. And this way his grandson will also enjoy the Shemen of the Truma. Ve'eno choshesh, there's no Yisrael of Chilul Truma. So the Gemara's kasha is, why are we worried about the Shemen HaMishcha? That if it's on his head, he's not allowed to put it on his stomach. But we don't say the same thing about Shemen of Truma. We say that a Kohen who has Shemen of Truma is allowed to rub against his grandson, who's the Yisrael. So the Kohen is allowed to, the Yisrael is allowed to enjoy the Shemen of Truma, but not the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha is not allowed to be reused once it's on his head. He's not allowed to put it on his stomach. And the way we see by Truma, that once the Kohen anoints himself with it, that's it. Now Yisrael's allowed to enjoy it also. So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi answered Hassan with respect to a Zar, a non-Kohen. Eating Truma or using Truma, it says, Umesubo ki echalalu. He dies because he was mechalalit. He dies because he violated it. Kevin the Chalalei ha'itachel. But once it's mechulo, it's mechulo. So once the Kohen uses the truma for himself, that's it. It's no longer holy, and it's mutter for the Yisrael to enjoy. Because it says, yechalalu, once he was mechalalit himself, the Kohen, in other words, he anointed himself with it, now someone else can use it. Once he was mechalalit, once he used it on himself, it was already mechulo, and now the Yisrael can use it. Aval gabei shemen hamishcha k'tiv, it says by Kohen Gadol in the shemen hamishcha, ki nezer shemen mishchat elokav alav, shemen mishcha karyer achmanad af agav diete alav lo atchil itachil. Says that the crown of the anointing oil of God is on him, so God called it anointing oil, even though it's on him. Even though it's on him, it's not mechulo. So even though the Kohen Gadol already used the oil on himself, it's not mechulo yet that anybody else can use it. Even though it's on him, it's not mechulo. Ki nezer mishcha shem mishchas elokav olav. Even though it's olav, it's still called shemen mishchas. It's still called the anointing oil. So nobody else can, so he can't benefit from it on his stomach. He's not allowed to use it. Nobody else allowed to use it either. Nezer elokav hi ha-mishichut shemen mishchat kodesh. גם אחרי עבור השם אברקת שעת הפרחים, זמן המשיכה. So beautiful. Okay, Rav Kook teaches this Gemara that you see that the crown of God, the anointing of this holy oil, remains, the oil remains holy even after the anointing, unlike the Truma, which loses its holiness. But this holiness of the Shemen HaMishcha remains holy even after the time of flowers, the beautiful little time to be at the beginning. And that's why, Al Tigu B'Mishichai, children are also called Mashiach, just like Mashiach Tzidkenu was something continuing. So to the anointed ones, the anointing oil, Al Tigu B'Mishichai, the children are anointed. What's the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us that just like the oil remains holy even afterwards, so too the Tinokot Shel Beis Rabban are called Mishichim. They also remain holy even after the time that they're children. V'kachu mishpat hayaldut hamushara kishim etnahelet be'erka ra'ui ולא להשביטה מתארתה על פי החשבונות הרבים של החיים הגסים והכאורים שבחברה מקולקלת. That's the beauty of youth that doesn't get corrupted by society. If you keep it pure and holy, it remains that way. אל תיגעו במשיחי אל תינוק אשר בית רבון. And that's the מבט השלם העברי על החינוך בכלל ועל חינוך ארץ ישראלי בפרט. That's the right way of education. That's the ארץ ישראלית education. And certainly the people in the Yishuv HaChadosh, the people who are trying to, the Chalutzim, the pioneers, the people who are trying to build Eretz Yisrael, they're looking towards the future. They have to know that this period now is so important that even when they get older, they're still going to have that Tom HaYaldus, to keep the purity even when they're older. It says that when they went to Hakel, there's a Noshim Brahim Luma. The men go to Hakel when the Kohen reads the Torah. And the Sukkot is after the seventh year to hear, to learn. Women come Lishma to hear. And why do children come? K'day Lidin Schar Lemeviyayim. I think it's the Ishbitzu who said, why do children come? Which children? The child inside all of us. That's what we have to bring. Because that never goes away. And that's something that has to be touched. To give schar to the adults who schlep their internal children with them. And die omer b'fi, we're skipping to the last paragraph, l'odei regesh b'levavi, k'dei l'belcham u'faram k'midatam ha'ruya lehem. So I want to bless the people building the Yishuv HaChadosh. Ma tovu alecha Yaakov, ma naimei ma binyanim ha'kadoshim she'kimu l'talpiyot, kam eskil la'asot b'zeh mecha pumbit al kol ota l'ilah mitziyah b'dor al ohavei Hashem, ha'charidim b'ahava v'yirat teora l'dvar kadsho, shem rechokim m'rikshi ha'od v'ha'oz. Hinei, edeichem, בירה, רוח בנייה והגזרה, הפאר והתואר והניקיון, המעידין על טוב טוב טעמם של בוניהם. So this is like a protest to the terrible accusation against the Ohavei Hashem, that they don't have feelings of strength, of beauty, of glory, of grandeur. Now our testimony is this beautiful building. Look, you built a building for Torah, and it's gorgeous, and it's clean, and it's in good taste. Also has to be a nice external building. Kam yakar lano tuf tam v'chein teferet zeh mefein b'lev anshei kodesh tzadikim v'tmimim giborei koch oseh dvoro yitbarach shemo b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh hatam hatov hazeh hu aruva nechona lanu al hasdarim hanaim sheyashuvu b'fnim ha'hanaga v'ezrat Hashem yitbarach. So this good taste is a guarantee for the good things we're going to see in the future for those who are running the show over here. Baruch Hashem avocher b'tzion shechiyanu v'giyanu lezman hazeh lerot b'atchalat smichat keren la'an Hashem al admat ha'kodesh b'moshavot v'yarem keren amo t'ilah l'chol chasidav u'b'chazdo v'or panav anu b'tuchim ki b'yameinu nis'ad lahagdil pa'aleinu b'chol ha'moshavot ha'omdot v'sha'atidot להיווסד בחסד השם על עמו ונחלתו. So thank God who brought us to this day, who chose Zion to see the beginning of the sprouting of the horn of the nation of God on its holy land in the Moshavot. And he should raise the horn of his nation, praise for all of his chassidim, and with his chesed and the light of his face, we are sure that great things are going to happen. We're going to see a wonderful future. And he concludes by quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Dalet Gimel, Ki etzok mayim al tzamei v'nozlim al yabasha, etzok ruchi al zarecha uvilchati al tzeetzaecha. Just as I pour out water on the thirsty land, flowing water on the dry ground, so I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. V'tzamchu b'vein chatzir ka'aravim al yivlei mayim, and they will flourish among the grass like willows by streams of water. How beautiful is it? Opening the school, and Rav Kook brings the pasuk in Yeshaya about the both the water on the land, which is exactly what they were trying to do, the building up of Eretz Yisrael, together with the spirit upon the offspring and the blessing on the descendants, and that's the education that in this land of Eretz Yisrael that they're trying to build, there's also going to be a great spirit, a great blessing, and they're going to flourish among the grass that they're planting. The children are going to flourish like willows by streams of water. Such a beautiful, uplifting, enlightening, illuminating drasha of Marna Rav Kook Zatzal, Zchusi Agen Aleinu. So we should all be Zochem Yitzhashem to learn more of these beautiful Torahs. Hafle b'fele. I mean, saying Rav Kook has books and books and books of these types of ideas. So Baruch Hashem, Shechiyanu b'kiyumanu v'yenu l'azman hazeh, they were able to learn it together. We should be Zochem to learn a lot more. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.